Hey friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast. I'm your host, Mia Jules, and this is episode 3. I am so glad you could join me this morning. Welcome in, get comfy, and let's dive right into this episode. Today's episode is titled, Why Do I Feel So Far Behind? And this is for the days when progress feels invisible. So, if you're listening to this episode right now, the chances are you have felt that sinking feeling lately, the one where it feels like everyone else is ahead and you're stuck behind, like you see people reaching milestones, announcing things, they're going up, and you're wondering, why do I feel so far behind? You kind of feel stuck in the same cycle every single day, and you feel like you're not making any progress. I want to talk about that, about the invisible progress, the quiet and the slow and the behind the scenes kind of growth that nobody claps for, but God deeply cares about. So let's be real. This feeling of you know, being behind, it's so heavy and it eats away at your confidence. It makes you question your pace, your worth, and sometimes even your relationship with God. And trust me, I have felt that many times. And honestly, I've been in seasons where I was doing the work internally and spiritually, but I had nothing to show for it. No progress, no evidence, you know, no big win, no applause. There was just silence. And that was frustrating because I was putting in so much work and it was like nobody could see the work I was putting in. And nobody was seeing how much I was doing, and it was frustrating having to do all that and feeling like no one could see that progress. But what I've been learning recently is that God is not rushed. You know, heaven isn't on like the same timeline as Instagram. And the truth is, what's invisible to people is never ever invisible to God. I mean, let's think about it for a second. Jesus spent 30 years in obscurity. Like, before any of his miracles, before anyone was following him, there was 30 years of silence. And still, like, he was exactly where he needed to be, you know, in the waiting and in the knowing. Like, that's what happens. Like, it takes time. Everything takes time. And that tells me something. Like that just because no one else sees it doesn't mean it isn't sacred. Just because the fruit hasn't shown yet or hasn't grown yet, it doesn't mean that the roots aren't growing, that the roots aren't working to get that fruit going. In Galatians 6:9, it says, "Do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up." And you know what? I say amen to that, because it doesn't say when you get recognition or when everyone else validates you. It says in the proper time, in God's time, a time you and I don't even have control over. You and I don't even know when that's going to happen. In that time, in God's time. Philippians 1:6, Paul reminds us, like, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. So if it's still in process, it's still in God's hands. It's still his work. You know, he's working on it. Like, back to the fruit thing, like, those roots are working to get that fruit going, to get that fruit growing until it shows. But it doesn't mean that it's not growing. It doesn't mean that it's not in process. And maybe, just maybe, feeling behind is just the world's language. But in God's kingdom, you're exactly on time. And the plan he has for you is vast, and it's filled with so many things, and it just takes some time. It's taking some time to grow and to flower into something. Okay, so let's discuss this. In 1 Samuel 16, the prophet Samuel is told by God to anoint the next king of Israel. So he goes to Jesse's house and he sees the strong and kingly looking sons. And, you know, he thinks to himself, yep, one of these has to be the one. But, you know, God says no to every single one until finally Samuel asks, are these all your sons? And Jesse's like, well, there's the youngest. He's out with the sheep. So David wasn't even invited to the room. Like, he was so overlooked that his own father didn't even consider, like, that he was worth to be presented. So Samuel calls for him, and God says, "This is the one." David gets anointed to be the king of Israel, but you know what happens next? Nothing. Nothing. For years and years, nothing happens. He goes back to the sheep, and he delivers lunch to his brothers. Then he plays harp for a king who would try to later kill him. He runs, he hides, he lives in caves. And it's not until years later, after the rejection, after the betrayal and the loss that he had, that David had, he finally becomes a king. And this all took time, and I'm sure he felt like confused, and he felt like he was behind. But the story shows us that God can call you long before he even crowns you. Just because he hasn't fulfilled the promise doesn't mean it isn't in motion. Doesn't mean he's not working it all for good. Doesn't mean that the roots aren't growing to make the fruit show on the tree. It doesn't mean that he doesn't care about you. This entire process is part of his preparation for you. David didn't miss out. He wasn't behind. He was being built in obscurity. He was alone with God in the fields. He was tested in the caves, and he was shaped in his silence. Just because you have a delay, it doesn't mean you're disqualified. I mean, it's so easy to think everyone else is in their calling, but why not me? Why haven't I found this? Why do I feel so far behind? But what's happening to David, what's happening inside you, is an unseen season. It may be the most important part of what you're becoming, of who you're becoming. I mean, David was chosen. But he didn't walk into the palace the next day. He didn't become king right away. He waited years. He went back to the fields, to the quiet place. He didn't get the applause. He got process. And yet that was exactly where God needed him at the time, exactly where God needed to work at the time to prepare him for the future. God was forming a king. So when you feel forgotten or left behind, or like your calling is delayed, maybe you haven't found it yet, maybe the field you're in right now isn't punishment, it's preparation. Maybe God hasn't forgotten you. Maybe he's building something that just can't be rushed right now. He's building something that's going to flower into something. It's going to start at a seed, and it's going to grow into a vine and then a plant, and the flower will finally bloom. This process can't be rushed. You are not behind. God is preparing you. God is paving the way. There is no delay. There's no disqualification. God is preparing. God is putting you through a process. And I really want to encourage you to pause today. Just sit for a second. Stop measuring your life by timelines. You got to ask yourself deeper questions. Where have I quietly grown? What old wounds have I let God into lately? What parts of me feel more surrendered than they used to? I mean, because those things matter. That's the real progress. That's all a part of the process. That is Jesus forming you. And even when no one sees it, he does, because he's working behind the scenes. Who cares what people think? Who cares if they see the progress or not? It's not their business. It is you and God. And maybe this season isn't about speeding and rushing. Maybe it's about sinking deeper. And maybe you're not being delayed, but you're being prepared. You're being prepared. There's no rush, and there's no reason to feel like you're behind, because God is preparing you. God has a place for you. He has a plan for you. And just because His plan for your life looks different than His plan for your friend's life or for somebody on Instagram or social media's life. Just because it looks different is because everybody's story looks entirely different. Everybody's experience is different. And just because He has you behind a little bit does not mean you're disqualified. It means that you're being prepared for something greater, for the plan He has for your life. And it's not a bad thing. God is just preparing you. He's forming you. He's planting that seed and He's letting it grow into a vine and into a plant, and He's going to let it flower. He is preparing you. I mean, if no one has told you lately, you are not falling behind. You are becoming. So trust the pace Jesus has you at. He doesn't measure you by what you are producing, but how much you let Him in. How much you are patient with Him and trusting in Him. Because this delay He has you on, this delay that's making you feel like you're far behind, is just Him preparing you for something great. Something a part of His plan. So friends, if you're in a season where you feel like you're falling behind, like your life should be further along, like your progress is just completely invisible, and your prayers are just echoing into the silence, like you don't feel heard, I want you to remember David. Because he was chosen, but he was not crowned right away. He was anointed, but he was still tending to the sheep. He was not behind. He was just in the process. And maybe for some of you, that's where you are right now. You're not forgotten. You're not disqualified. You're just being formed. God does some of His deepest work in the most hidden of places. He's not rushing you. He's preparing you. He's telling you to slow down. He's not measuring your timeline. He's molding your heart. So hold on and stay rooted. Let Him remind you, you are not late to your life. You were right on time. This is His story. So thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being here. I'm proud of you, and I hope you can see, even if no one else can, that progress is still happening, even if it's slow, even if it's behind the scenes. Grace is still growing, and God is constantly moving. He is forming you as we speak. Friends, thank you so much for joining and listening. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week for episode 4. Bye-bye.